This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts boasts strong national test scores when it comes to reading. The state had the highest fourth grade reading score last year, but down the hall in third grade classrooms, it's a very different picture. A major report released today finds that almost half of Massachusetts third graders are not proficient readers. And why not? And why the disparity? We'll take a look at that in just a moment. But first today, the United States Senate is right now debating legislation that could block a major Supreme Court decision on climate change, one that Massachusetts had a lot to do with. The issue, the EPA's power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. The bill, sponsored by Alaskan Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, would stop the EPA from regulating carbon dioxide and other gases under the Clean Air Act. Now, a key vote could come from Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown. He is the focus of much attention. Americans United for Change, a D.C.-based liberal nonprofit, has paid $40,000 for an ad that's running in Boston today.
Senate Republicans, who've taken nearly $20 million from big oil, think our environment hasn't been polluted enough. They're working to gut the bipartisan Clean Air Act, giving big oil a bailout, letting them off the hook for their pollution. Worst of all, Senator Brown is considering voting yes. Hasn't oil polluted our environment enough?
Well, in fact, Senator Brown confirmed today that he will vote yes, saying that allowing the EPA, a, quote, unelected and unaccountable government agency, would drive up energy prices and hurt small businesses. Joining us now with some reaction on that is Seth Kaplan. He's vice president for climate advocacy and policy at the Conservation Law Foundation. Seth Kaplan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good to be here.
So, Seth, let me just ask you, let's step back for a second here and remind everyone that today's debate over the Murkowski bill in the Senate kind of began or has its genesis back in 2007, where Massachusetts led over a dozen states in a Supreme Court vote that ended up, or a Supreme Court decision that ended up forcing the EPA to even consider regulating greenhouse gases. Can you remind us of that?
Yeah, what was going on there is that the Clean Air Act, which is really the most effective environmental law that we've had on the books, and its 40th birthday is rapidly approaching. And the Clean Air Act mandates that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency regulate pollutants that cause harm to the public health, harm the environment, or actually, it says, harm the climate. The word climate is actually in there. And prior administrations had refused to regulate greenhouse gas emissions that are causing global warming as pollutants. The Clinton administration took an informal look at it, but did not make a formal decision to do so. A petition was brought. It eventually ended up in this very important lawsuit that was led by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, working with many states and many environmental groups, including ours. And the Supreme Court came to the very clear and obvious conclusion that these emissions that are changing our climate and causing so much harm are, in fact, a pollutant.
Now, and therefore should be regulated by the EPA. And that was back in 2007. Fast forward today to 2010, and Senator Brown is saying he's going to vote for this bill that would prevent the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases because, according to a statement he released, is the bottom line is that we cannot have every restaurant owner or small farmer worried about the costs of complying with new carbon dioxide emissions restrictions. What's your response to that, that it would have a negative impact on businesses?
Well, I mean, it's appropriate that that op-ed ran in the Cape Cod Times, you know, where there's a fair number of herring running through the streams and off the water, because that's a red herring. It's just an absurd statement. You know, basically, the Supreme Court set in motion a process, and the next step in the process was for the EPA to do a rigorous scientific look at whether greenhouse gas emissions were a danger to the public health. They produced a very solid, you know, bulletproof document that absolutely nails down all of the scientific evidence, just recently reaffirmed by the National Research Council at the request of Congress, that nails down that these greenhouse gas emissions are a danger to the public health. The vote today is simply a vote. It's an amazing thing. As some of the senators have noted on the Senate floor today, it would be similar to the United States Senate to voting that it wasn't raining or that the sky is not blue. as Senator Kerry noted just a few minutes ago on the Senate floor, this is not a vote about overturning a particular regulation. This is, in fact, a vote to repudiate a scientific finding. You know, it's like in the musical Camelot, that there's a law that it only has to rain after 9 o'clock at night. There are certain things that are just simply facts and realities, and even if Congress denies it, the facts remain.
Seth Kaplan, let me ask you. We read that President Obama or the White House press office has basically said that if this bill passes the Senate, if it also gets through the House and lands on the president's desk, he's almost certain to veto it anyway. However, I wonder if folks like you at the Conservation Law Foundation are looking at even just the debate that's happening in the Senate today as some kind of litmus test or maybe a better word is a bellwether in terms of where the Senate is in taking those next steps in climate change regulation and dealing with carbon dioxide emissions in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, there is a real test here that if a senator is going to vote in favor of this resolution, they are voting against science. They are voting and they are basically saying that they are taking away the primary tool we have for dealing with global warming. Now, it's important to notice that among the other things that makes Senator Brown's statement a red herring is that EPA has put out on the table preliminary regulations, the next step in this long process they would take, that specifically would exempt very small sources, as well, actually up to a relatively large size, smaller sources of greenhouse gas emissions from regulation.
Those small businesses and farmers Senator Brown was talking about.
This is what's known as the tailoring rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's ridiculous that at a time when EPA is beginning the process of thinking about how to avoid the exact problems that are being identified by the people pushing this resolution, to say that to say that we shouldn't take the action at all. And you are absolutely correct. This is a bellwether that by voting in favor of this resolution, folks are going to be putting themselves on the wrong side of history and of progress towards a clean energy economy.
Well, that's Seth Kaplan. He's Vice President for Climate Advocacy and Policy at the Conservation Law Foundation. Seth Kaplan, thank you so much.